farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, we hear how farmers in Hanover are contributing to food security while reducing the country's food import bill. Our Proverb of the Day segment is also part of the program. Stay tuned to find out more. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're giving a gift or treating yourself, buy energy-efficient appliances and save on energy bills. Look for Energy Star certified products which use less energy and can save you money. Also, large or oversized electronics can increase your electricity bill, so get the product that best suits your needs and budget. Buy energy-efficient electronics and save this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Jamaica was impacted by one of the most severe droughts in recent history. The country experienced drought for more than 4 months in 2014. Farmers across the island were affected by agricultural drought. Agricultural drought is a period when soil moisture is inadequate to meet the demands for crops to initiate and sustain plant growth. Despite the drought, the farmers in Hanover have much to celebrate. The parish placed second in the overall parish competition at the Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show in August after many years of placing near the bottom. The farmers also received commendation from Junior Minister in the Agriculture Ministry Luther Buchanan for working hard to produce for the nation amid the drought. Hanover is on a drive to produce more onion and reduce the $3.6 million Jamaica spends annually to import the produce. Data from the Agriculture Ministry indicates that the country is producing 12 tons of onion per hectare, which is way below the global average of 17 tons per hectare.
Your plan to ramp up the production of onion is a step in the right direction, with RADA providing you the technical assistance in modern production technologies. I am confident that not you, but we will achieve our goal.
Hectares of domestic food crops including plantain, banana, yam, Irish potato, red peas and ginger are also under production. Hanover has also been acknowledged as a trailblazer with regards to youth involved in agriculture.
On November 20, the Observer featured a young farmer, Orville McFarlane, and his associates Nicholas Shaw and Ryan Fraser, his brother and cousin respectively, who chose agriculture and successfully cultivated a 2-acre pepper farm in Ramble, right here in Hanover.
The story is an interesting one.
It is that of the 23-year-old McFarlane, who holds a bachelor degree in environmental studies, knew it would be difficult to get a job. And he, despite the challenges he faced initially, persevered and was determined to succeed. He is now looking to increase production and to employ between 25 and 30 people.
Junior Minister for Agriculture and Fisheries Luther Buchanan. Interestingly, it is idle family lands that were utilized and other unemployed family members who opted to start the business, which is doing well. And now for our proverb of the day.
New broom sweep clean, but old broom know the corner.
Translation, the new broom sweeps clean, but the old broom knows all the corners. And this means we should strive for a happy blend between the old and the new, combining the freshness of the new with the valuable experience of the old. And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Please join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or check out our Facebook page or download the JIS app from Play Store. With studio engineer Joa Samuels, I'm Anjui James Sawyers, wishing you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.